In these lines, Satan is feeling grief for committing evil, so he won't think about what he's doing. He's continuing to do things that to destroy God's creation because he can't be a part of it. So he feels better about destroying it, because if he can't have it, then he feels like nobody else can.
Back to what you were saying, it seems that these relentless thoughts that he has, he'll continue to have them unless he occupies his time with doing something. It's kind of similar to if you got out of a bad relationship and you're always thinking about it. The only way you won't be able to do that is to have your time occupied, and that's what Satan's doing. He won't think about how he was banished from heaven, how he can never be in paradise again if he has his time occupied by doing these evil acts.
Right. Satan is tormented by the fact that he can't enjoy anything that he recognizes as pure and good or beautiful. He instead finds only pleasure in destroying whatever he finds pleasurable. It's a weird kind of situation that Satan's in, which he explains in this soliloquy.
Essentially, he feels as if he can destroy what God has created, then he can raise above God, and that'll prove himself to his fallen angels who followed him from heaven to hell. He feels that if he can destroy what God has created, then in a way he's destroying God, and therefore he can, you know, prove himself as more powerful and also continue to destroy whatever God wants to create to make him feel better, like we said before, because he can't have what God has and what God creates, but he can surely destroy it.
It's also an interesting contrast between how he acts by himself and how he acts with the other, the fallen angels in hell. In hell, he acts differently. He says that they can achieve things if they follow him and listen to him. And when he's by himself, he's more vulnerable, unlike a strong hero that he's been built up to be.
It's also ironic to note that, like, Satan feels more punished when he's on Earth and in the presence of the angels, and the perfection that he sees in Eve makes him feel weaker than he ever feels in front of God. But it's notable that whatever is good makes Satan feel bad, and whatever bad makes Satan feels good, which is also a throwback to book two.
Keeping on that same, it's kind of goes back to our conversation that we've had in our classes about whether or not Satan loses his free will when he defies God, or if he's gained free will and has been given this ability to change things. However, it's weird that he's punished by things that are good, because it seems as though he's really fated to continually do bad. And even though he feels bad about it, and we see that in this soliloquy, he feels terrible and he doesn't want to do what he's destined to do now. But it's like he chose that fate for himself. And that's been a big part of our class discussions. And this soliloquy definitely brings that part out, because he can't, we talked about relentless thoughts. He can't help but think these things, and it's continuous. So it's as if he fell, and because when he fell, he no longer has the power to have all these things, and he is fated to continually try to create a way for man to fall. And that's his overall goal, is to seek out Adam and Eve and to get them to fall.
Because of his relentless thoughts that he got from the fall, he's constrained his free will. So now the only thing that he can do to not think about those thoughts is to act out on it. And he does that by going after Adam and Eve and trying to tempt them.
Yeah, it seems like Satan really does have no choice but to seek out and destroy whatever God has made, especially Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve are his main target.
Yeah. And he doesn't seem to be able to handle the fact that he's about to do this when he encounters Eve alone in the garden. And there's constant, all of his soliloquies just constantly show how much he is pushed to reach this end goal. And at the same time, it's destroying himself because he knows that he was once good, but he can't, he can no longer uphold those good virtues that he once had.